Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Brian Batko, the Batconian mongoose from the Post-Gazette. You can take a look at him, and it's a rare sighting. If you want to take a look, go to our YouTube channel. You can get there through our website, 937thefan.com, or just go straight to YouTube. He comes on every week to break down Tomlin. All right. There was some talk of schematics. First, I should tell you, you can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 13 matchup between the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Schematics, certainly a topic here. And I'm not sure that we've talked enough, although I did lead the show with it today, with Patrick Queen, very sort of politely, but definitively, questioning and criticizing the schematics, which is synonymous with the coaching. That happened inside the room, Brian. Were you there?
I was the one asking him the questions, Joe.
Let's go to the tape.
I think sometimes it was schematic issues that we had. It's kind of hard, you know, for two guys that's underneath defenders to try to guard two routes, you know, that's overhanging off the hashes and stuff. As much as you know, you try to play the run, you try to get back to a bang or whatever it is, it's hard to do that. It's kind of a bad spot to be in, but at the end of the day, we just got to be better, try to recognize and get back.
Is that something you could have adjusted in game?
Yes.
Wow. Is that something you could have adjusted in game? Yes. And I apologize, Brian. I feel scolded for not knowing that you asked those questions.
I scolded him.
But my God, we haven't talked enough about that. We have a leak in the SS Steelers ship here. Patrick Queen from the inside ripping their schematics is what he did, right?
Yeah, and this isn't the first time Patrick Queen's been blunt. You know, I think it was at the end of the season last year. Both losses were so similar that I can't even remember if it was the first loss in Baltimore or the playoff loss, but it was him who kind of went on a tirade about guys not doing their job and people are running wide open as a result of that. This obviously is a little different. This seems like the arrow is pointed upward and not in the good Mike Tomlin way. Another thing that he said, and the other thing too here is like, I mean, you've been in these rooms, Joe. This wasn't Patrick Queen in the shadows of the corner of the locker room off the record telling someone something. This was, I had a camera, you know, there's video of it on the Post-Gazette's YouTube site.
Yes, there is.
This was, he got all of his stuff on and he was composed and ready and he wanted to get that off of his chest. So I commend him for being candid. And something else he said at the end of the interview kind of struck me too, was something about players, they can't always be robots. Which I suppose you could take that to mean sometimes we need to just play based on what we're seeing and not what we're called to do in a given play. Now that can get dicey because you start freelancing, And then all of a sudden you might screw up worse and you're getting chewed out by your coach. And
yeah,
it just seems like they're disjointed right now and poorly coordinated, at least in some instances. And, you know, for all we know, to be fair to everybody here, Queen may have been talking about one or two plays, maybe the 25-yard touchdown.
That's a big play.
DJ Moore when he was wide open, maybe something else, but it can't happen. And he peeled back the curtain that Mike Tomlin did not want to peel back. So yeah, I mean, that was striking. And as I wrote in my story the next day, like, you don't have to know about overhanging routes off the hashes and bang run plays and that kind of stuff. You don't need to be on top of all your X's and O's. There's very little room for interpretation that he, at least on some occasions, thought that the coaches had a bad call on against what Ben Johnson was running.
All right, let's get to Aaron Rodgers. Limits, do you have Mike Tomlin's answer on Rodgers?
Yes, this is what Mike first said about Aaron unprompted when he said he is expected to be back, and then we'll hear the questioning.
Aaron obviously, man, worked his tail off to get to us last week, but as I mentioned over the course of the weekend, it was a prudent and appropriate decision. We'll start this week with great optimism, although we certainly will limit him at the early portions of the week, provide opportunities for the other quarterbacks while preserving him. But again, we're comfortable with the general trajectory, but I'll keep you updated and his level of participation and the quality of his participation over the course of the week will be the greatest indicator.
But Brian, everyone was looking for more of an update.
Was one extra week or a week off enough to alleviate any concerns/fears you might have had about Aaron with his wrist?
I think time will tell. There were so many unknowns last week because it just is lack of work during the course of the week. I think that there'll be less unknowns regarding that topic. And that's what makes this week an encouraging one, and that's why we're hopeful.
The determining factor there is safety. For him, was that a determining factor in pulling him out?
It was just the appropriate thing to do from my perspective.
How much physical work does Aaron need to get to be able to play on Sunday?
Again, you know, what he needs and what others might need are certainly different topics of conversation, but we don't focus on bare minimum in terms of what he needs. Our goal is to, you know, proceed with caution appropriately, while at the same time giving him all the work that we can afford to give him. And so we're just certainly going to live that day by day. He clocks in and visit with Gabe and the training staff every morning, and we kind of build a plan from there.
So here's the question for me, Brian, before you dive into all of that, and it's the simple one. Was Aaron Rodgers medically cleared to play last week? Was he medically ruled out?
Mike was asked that Friday by another Mike, DeFabo, our pal, and he was like, I don't even know what you mean by that question. You know, medically cleared can mean a lot of different things. So he's been, no one will give a straight answer on this situation, which is kind of the Mike Tomlin way a lot of the times. You know, we've never even really gotten a straight answer about the defensive structure of coaching going back to a few years now. So, you know, kind of trying to shroud things in secrecy is a little bit of what they do from time to time. And this strikes me as that again. When he says it was the appropriate thing to do from my perspective, I then interpret that as it was essentially a coach's decision.
Me too.
To not run him out there.
Me too.
So,
I mean, why wouldn't you just say after the fact, like Sunday night, yeah, our doctors felt like he couldn't play. So that was an easy decision for me. He has said that before with people, that he just goes with the doctors. He has never said that with Rodgers yet, that the doctors said he couldn't play. All he said was what he just said was, you know, it was the prudent, appropriate decision. Okay, but whose decision was it? Well, the collective. Well, what do you mean? I mean, to me, if you're medically clear, that's just a yes or no question. Was he medically cleared to play? Yes or no?
Yeah, well, we tried that as a collective on Friday after practice, and it was met with, you know, some confusion and whatnot. But Rodgers said on Wednesday he needed to get the okay. I guess we'll see what he says tomorrow. But yeah, it ended up being a pretty weird situation, and I was surprised that they held him out.
Me too.
Sunday against the Bears.
Shocked, actually.
Because otherwise, it would have just made a lot more sense last week to make that determination early and say, we know Aaron wants to play, but it's the prudent and appropriate decision right now to give all the reps to Mason Rudolph in practice this week.
Yeah, and that leads to another question. Tomlin saying that Rodgers worked his tail off led to concerns about Rodgers' tail for this week, Brian. And
he has a tailbone injury as well?
I don't know, but it also led to a conversation with Limits and myself about animals that lose their tails and regenerate them. Remember that one, Limits?
Yeah. Salamanders and lizards, apparently, Brian.
Lizards, apparently. So if he worked his tail off, I have genuine concerns about his... Watch his hand will heal and his tail will be broken.
Well, at least he didn't work his butt off. You know, that'd be tough. That would bring up open a whole other slew of issues.
Were you good in biology class, Brian? Did you dissect?
Horrible.
Did you dissect a baby shark or perhaps a pig?
I think we dissected a frog, but even in like whatever year that would have been, 8th, 9th, 10th grade, I knew that sciences were not for me. I knew that math wasn't for me, even
me
by that point of my life. I wish it would have been. It would have been a lot more lucrative path to go down.
What about owl pellets? Remember that story, Joe? I dissected owl pellets in like 7th grade.
Yeah, I found that disturbing. Did you hear about that, Brian?
I did not.
Yeah, Limits biology class, they had him dissect owl pellets.
Owl pellets.
I just remember hating calculus so much in, I don't know if it was junior or senior year.
The whole owl pellets thing went right over his head, Limits. No comment on the owl pellets.
Yeah, he just did not
want to
comment
about
on
owl pellets.
I don't know. I think we may have to get the law enforcement involved here. Why would you make kids dissect owl pellets?
We're trying to learn about the pellets of the owls and the digestion of the owls. Why they
it's
say
they could have had Gormy the owl visit their class and give a lecture.
It's for science. So,
Brian, did you know that deer talk?
No, I did not.
Yeah, have you ever heard a deer make sounds, Joe? Like, I have a lot of deer in my yard. And the deer, like, talk to each other, and I hear their sounds that they make. And then I never realized that deer, like, spoke until, like, a year ago.
Funny you should mention
that. How close are you getting to the deer limits?
Very close in my neighborhood, Brian.
Some of the deer will come onto my front porch.
You're not supposed to do that, man. If they feel threatened,
I don't want
them
to.
They can buck you. They can, like, try to run through your door. You don't want those problems.
I'm not inviting them to the front porch. They're just showing up there.
No, but they say if you interact with them, one, it can make them feel more welcomed to be up there, or two, it can make them feel threatened, and that's when you find yourself getting trampled by a deer and you can't make it to work the next
trampled.
Day.
Trampled.
Can you imagine if Limits got into a fight with a deer?
How would I be inviting the deer to the front porch or to the house? How would I be interacting with the deer?
What are you supposed to do if the deer's on your front porch, Brian?
I say hello to them.
Let him in?
I say hello to the deer.
What are you suggesting Limits does?
Well, he's getting close enough to hear them talk is the issue that I have here. Keep
your
distance.
They're loud deer,
Brian. I
mean,
what are we doing?
I'm not going up to the deer and petting them or anything.
My friend Steve Wolf,
I asked you, how close are you getting to the deer? You said pretty close. So
yeah, like,
yeah, I wouldn't recommend that either, Limits.
Well,
they
bed down in my front yard, and I tried to walk around them one night. They were like laying in the little flower bed, and
so
I was like,
Limits,
oh my gosh.
You're tiptoeing around deer in
your
yard? What the hell is going on here, Brian?
They were trying to sleep in the yard. I have a big yard, Joe. You've seen it.
Well, why are you going out back?
What do you mean going out back?
You're checking on the deer
no,
while they're sleeping?
I pull down the driveway when I get home, and the deer are like in my yard.
What's that sound in my ear,
house.
Brian?
It's the echo from Brian's video.
Sorry about that.
As a side note, my friend Steve Wolf, who lives in Port Allegheny, his family had a pet deer. It's unbelievable. It was a baby deer. I believe they call that a doe. Am I right about that, Limits?
Yeah, a female deer, a young female deer is a doe. Oh, somebody said we did owl pellets. Somebody said that they dissected owl pellets on the text line.
Did they?
Yeah.
I never knew how to say Port Allegheny until Joe just enunciated it.
Port
right
Allegheny.
I wasn't sure if it
Port
was
Allegheny.
Allegheny. It's spelled different.
Well, they found a baby deer who was abandoned by its parents, and they took it in, and it behaved just like a dog and interacted with their dogs. You fed it milk. You petted it. It was unbelievable. Anyway.
Yeah.
Back to the Steelers defense.
What about when it gets bigger, then you just let it go?
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there for that. I'm just relaying a story. Brian seems very cranky today. This began when he snapped on me about the Chris Carter question.
Texter, would you consider a dog barking talking with deer? It's the same thing.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
A baby deer is a fawn, by the way. A doe is a female deer.
I know. You should have. Either you or Brian should have corrected
me. I'm stupid, so the text line was able to correct it for me.
Brian?
I didn't want to snap on you, Joe.
All right. How about the final field goal? Let's get Tomlin on that, why he didn't rush out the field goal. He didn't have to rush. There was 29 seconds left when Metcalf caught the ball on third down. They could have walked out there and kicked a field goal, but there wasn't even any rustling on the sideline. Nobody was moving. It's not a thought to give your guy who won you a game with a 60-yard field goal a shot at a 64-yard field goal. Here's Tomlin. Limits.
Final play. Did you consider a field goal, and did getting the K ball in factor it in at all to the decision?
I didn't. I didn't feel comfortable with the distance there. I wanted to convert and clock it and play from there. But obviously, the fourth down play got batted down at the line of scrimmage, and so the subsequent discussions became mute.
So he wanted to watch Rudolph throw another minuscule pass. This one would have been picked off, at least as I saw it. Instead, it was deflected. Then let a guy who can kick from 65 and in try a field goal. What did you make of that?
I mean, I'm glad it was asked. Clearly, he just decided that it was too far. Maybe that was based on conversations with Boswell. I can't really fault him on that. I mean, that's just, we'll never know. We'll never know if
missed
it. Because I will never know. Boswell might have missed, and then we would have said, why did you try a 65-yard field goal?
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
Other people would, though. That's what makes it a close decision.
But why wasn't the field goal unit even ready to come into the game when they went to the sidelines? Like, I don't know. The whole operation just seems so disorganized, Brian.
They were in the mode of trying to scramble, I guess, and get more yardage, and you know, maybe they would have clocked it, or if they'd have gotten out of bounds, then they could have gotten the team ready. But obviously, based on Mike Tomlin's answer, he wanted them closer than 65.
Well, at least they're one of the elite teams in the league on third downs and two or less. I think we can all take solace in that. Yes?
They're one of the elite teams at fake tight end sneaks.
That's
them and the Ravens.
Yeah, they're pretty. Listen, the bright point in this game for me was the Kenneth Gainwell fake tush push or tush push end around. That was
great
tremendous.
Impeccable call by Arthur Smith.
Would we have said it, though, if Gainwell got tackled?
We probably would have said, yeah, at least it's creative, it's innovative.
No,
it's
we wouldn't have limits. We would have ripped Arthur Smith to
shreds. What would we have done? We would have said, oh, well, they should have ran the tush push, the same play that they didn't get the previous time. Even
they
though
did get
like
it the previous time.
Well, they ruled that Connor Hayward was short.
Brian, what's how does replay assist work? When does it step in and when not? The play before that, Kenneth Gainwell was literally 1 inch shy of a first down, and they ruled a first down, and then replay assist steps in and says, oh, no, he didn't get that. It's fourth and one. Then on fourth and one, Hayward clearly gets the first down, and who's ever running replay assist just sits there? Is that the way this works?
Well, turnovers on downs are automatically reviewed now, change of possession. So I would assume that someone up there did take a look
and failed
short.
And failed. Well, he wasn't short.
I guess they ruled his progress was stopped. I actually
his progress
don't mind
wasn't.
That because.
Wait, what?
Well,
mind
here's
what them getting them mangling every all these spot calls.
If we're going to argue spot calls, that's like arguing balls and strikes. I mean, there's going to be balls that are close and ones that aren't.
Wait a second. But Connor Hayward got that first down by a lot, and it was a huge play in the game.
On the second effort, yeah, I would actually like though for refs to officiate the tush push if it's going to be abused like this by the Eagles and all these other teams. You better get it comfortably and without any doubt. Or
he
else,
did.
No, we're stopping you short.
He did get it comfortably, and I have no idea.
On the second effort.
If I'm a coach, I have no idea when replay assist steps in, is supposed to step in, and when I'm supposed to throw my challenge flag. I think it's worse than it's ever been. It's not evolving. The replay system is not evolving. It's devolving. Do you agree with that?
I guess. I don't know. It affects both teams. I don't really care too much about those things.
Brian's really depressing me today, Limits. Did we offend him at some point?
I think we offended him, or either you are depressing him to the point of shortness with his answers. And I feel bad for Brian, and I feel like that we should let him go.
Brian, do you want to go now?
It's all right.
Was it something I'm about the tail? The owl pellets? Deer?
I think it was the deer.
Yeah.
That one I just didn't – I didn't really know – where to go with owl pellets or actually salamander tails for that matter. But
yeah, that's understandable.
That one caught me off guard. Not one of those niche areas of knowledge for me, unfortunately.
Any hard feelings as we part?
No, not at all.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye, Brian.
All right. See you guys.
Limits, is he on medication right now? He seemed completely unemotional there.
Yeah, I don't know what the issue was. What,
did you sense an issue?
At the end, I did.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you know the press conference is wrapping up and we were just waiting for Burt right. to say, anyone else?
We
need Craig to come in here and say, anyone else? Anything else?
You should clip Burt saying that and we can play it during interviews like that.
I think we should.
Did it go sour when I questioned Carter at the beginning? I didn't even question him. He has a right to ask that question.
Maybe that offended him because him and Carter are friends and colleagues.
I don't know.
Like you are a colleague of Carter.
Yeah, and I like Carter.
Yeah, I do too.
I thought he wrote a great piece this week. I don't know what's going on here. All of a sudden, the Batconian mongoose goes south on me. I don't know why that just happened.
Hmm.
All right.
We just needed something to lighten the mood.
When was that? Was that at one of the volunteer fire things we had? I think it was.
I don't know what it was from.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.